This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join the show here, number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
How are you?
And nobody. Want to tell you the rest of the post here from YouTube. I didn't get it out fully in the last hour. This is where they announced just a few weeks ago that not only are they going to be banning, or they already did ban, Russia Today, RT, the television news channel. Propaganda. It's propaganda from Russia, but they do great, actually, coverage of the United States. They do really good actual journalism, where they actually ask tough questions, and they actually take positions that are critical of the U.S. government on RT. And now YouTube has, after the European Union issued an order saying they wanted to ban RT, YouTube hopped right to it, Facebook, Instagram, a bunch of companies jumped right in and said, yes, sir, let's ban them. And they did. But that's not as far as they've gone.
Well,
now,
they've been anxious to use the power to ban something as powerful as a state.
Yeah.
Since this propaganda machine came into place last year during COVID-19. They got off on censoring, you know, little people like us.
Yeah.
But now, with the backing of the United States and the European Union, they can go after this big dog.
That's right.
They have the power now to go against Russia, and they're getting off on it.
Yeah, and if they can go after Russia, then they can go after absolutely anybody. Today, they say, we began blocking RT and Sputnik's YouTube channels across Europe. This was March 1st when they wrote this. Since Russia began its invasion in Ukraine, we've been focused on removing violative content and connecting people to trusted news and information. An overview of the steps we've taken.
Yeah, I always trust anybody who's put forward by the Ministry of Propaganda.
And that's who YouTube is. So now fast forwarding to March 11th, their post to @YouTubeInsider on Twitter. And so they talk about how they're removing content about Russia's invasion in Ukraine that violates their policy of, quote, they prohibit content denying, minimizing, or trivializing well-documented violent events. In line with that, we are now blocking access to YouTube channels associated with Russian state-funded media globally. So not just Europe, just everywhere. The change, they say, is effective immediately.
And I seem to recall YouTube kicking off at least one channel that was discussing the Uyghur Muslims being exterminated in China.
Yeah, they did that. Yep, I believe they reinstated it after some amount of protest.
But they didn't care about people or their channel being used to specifically to censor people to minimize the suffering that was being caused by governments around the world when it was the Chinese government doing it.
That's right. They say further, since our last update, our teams have now removed more than 1,000 channels and over 15, because remember, RT is just the tip of the iceberg. They're going after anyone who is, I guess, critical of Ukraine at this point. 1,000 channels.
We knew that we're going to find a new reason to ban us.
Uh-huh, yeah. I'm surprised we're still on right now. And over 15,000 videos for violating not only our hate speech policy, but also our policies around misinformation, graphic content, and more.
Does that mean in order to stay on YouTube, you have to basically say Nazis are the good guys here? Because there is, for those not keeping track, there is a Nazi division within the Ukrainian military.
That's true.
Yep. And they're openly Nazis. So
the Azov Battalion.
And
Nazis
Facebook
are good guys.
Now has now taken them off the list of people you can't say good things about. And I don't know
you
if
mean
they
can't say bad things.
No, you couldn't say good things about the Nazis in the Ukraine until the Russian invasion. Now you can. I don't know if you're still allowed to say bad things about them.
Yeah, that's not the only thing Facebook did, apparently, and we'll get into that coming up here in just a moment. In addition, They say our systems are also connecting people to trusted news sources. So far, our breaking news and top news shelves on our homepage have received more than 17 million views in Ukraine. In addition, we recently paused all
YouTube is trying to tell people in Ukraine what is happening in Ukraine?
Yes.
Okay. They're crazy, too.
In addition,
who isn't these days?
We recently paused all YouTube ads in Russia. We've now extended this to all of the ways to monetize on our platform in Russia. So every single Russian YouTuber who has nothing whatsoever to do with this conflict, who may be against the conflict, maybe they're completely anti-war and pro-peace, because there's plenty of people in Russia that are like that.
Sure.
Every single one of their channels, demonetized. You cannot make money on YouTube anymore.
Well, we knew it was coming.
Yeah. So
YouTube and Google and Facebook and all these other companies, these tech companies that gave themselves this amount of power in order to, you know, shut down arguments that they didn't like. We knew it was just a matter of time before they were doing it to entire worldviews.
Entire populations have now been cut off.
And they can do it to us. I mean, by the American people just as easily. If the United States government says, oh, yeah, we don't want them to be able to hear these libertarians talking anymore, they can make that happen.
The good news is they can do whatever they want with their own platform, but they're not the only game in town, and Odyssey does exist, and Odyssey is amazing, and Odyssey does have RT. They do have a channel there, and it is on their live stream as well, so you can watch RT live. You can watch their videos, the clips, like you would normally see on YouTube when you could. Now you can't, because RT is completely banned globally on YouTube and totally available over on Odyssey. So make sure you check out Odyssey. Go to video.freetalklive.com. Follow our channel first, and then go and search and find all kinds of interesting things that YouTube does not want you to see. So kudos to the folks over at Odyssey for making the stand on this and saying, because Odyssey is a platform, they could, in theory...
They're a large platform these days.
Yeah, they could, in theory, hit a ban button on somebody if they wanted to, but they actually... promote free speech.
Well, even if they did, I mean, they can't kick them off of Library, which is the blockchain mechanism underpinning Odyssey.
That's an important
They could take
point.
Away RT's ability to live stream, but they can't take away... They can't kick RT off of Library.
Well, interestingly, I checked the satellite system recently, and because we're on satellite here on Free Talk Live. We've got our own, what they call, free-to-air satellite channel, and... I wanted to see if it was still there, because it was really one of the only good channels on free-to-air. I mean, it's free-to-air, so you don't pay anything to receive the channels, and so it's usually just a bunch of, you know, religious propaganda and stuff like that. But RT has for many years...
Are we allowed to say religious propaganda on a show that's produced by a church?
Yeah.
we already acknowledge that we are propaganda.
Indeed.
We haven't acknowledged yet that we're religious propaganda.
Well, now we just did. So RT has been up on this platform for many, many years, and now they're gone.
Aww.
RT's gone. In fact, RT is gone from almost every channel that they would have previously been on in North America. I believe there is still one satellite that has like an RT documentaries channel. But that may not have to do with the satellite company taking them down. That may have to do with the fact that RT America last week closed down completely.
Do they have a choice at this point? I mean, they're not allowed to broadcast anywhere in the United States.
Well, right. They've been kicked off of DirecTV, so DirecTV got rid of them. That was an official thing. Because, again, a lot of these companies are
What
doing...
are these people saying that these companies are so terrified of us hearing?
A different opinion?
That should be everyone's number one. What is Russia Today saying that DirecTV... Clear Channel, whatever you said they were called, YouTube, Facebook, what they don't want us to hear.
That makes me curious.
It's got to be important.
Yeah, that's what it makes me want to know. When you ban a book, I want to read it. When you ban RT, I want to know what they're broadcasting. What are they saying? Holland Cook, for listeners that have tuned into our internet feeds, you know Holland Cook. He's the guy that does the tips, if you're listening to the breaks.
Survival speech.
Survival speech, yeah. He gives you tips on various different things, and he has a great little series of promos that Holland put together. Holland he's a lefty, actually. He's not a libertarian. He's just an interesting character in the radio business.
Lefty in what way?
He was for the vaccines. Okay. He's for the Biden administration. I mean, he's a lefty.
Well, some people call me a lefty, and in a sense, it's true, right?
And he's one of my favorite lefties. I love Colin Cook. He's really entertaining. He's a talk radio consultant by trade. That's what he does. So the survival speech is just another thing that he did. But Holland had his own show on RT America. And so I've got the piece that Holland wrote about the end of RT America, because they called everybody in for a meeting and told them it's over. I'll tell you about it. Coming.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk talking about the voluntary prohibitions on RT being put into place by companies like YouTube, Facebook, and other U.S. big tech corporations, where they're not being ordered to do this by the federal government. They're being
suggested. It is curious that they're doing it, right? It's not like they're winning brownie points with the U.S. government or anything like that.
They might be.
I don't think that's really the way the U.S. government operates, and I think the people at the top at YouTube know that. They know the U.S. government is going to remember this. If they come around, you know, 5 years from now, and it's like, hey, YouTube, we want you to ban these people, and YouTube's like, no, I mean, we got rid of Russia for you, but we don't want to get rid of this one. The U.S. government's like, all right, that's right. You did do us that favor that one time.
Yeah.
That's just not the way the U.S. government operates. Right. So I think it's just that, you know, they were anxious to ban someone as big and as powerful as the Russian government.
To show that they could.
Yeah, and now they finally, just like the U.S. military has never invented a weapon it didn't use, humans have never invented a weapon they didn't use. This is just another weapon that was invented, and they were anxious to use it.
We're going to continue with the discussion here. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. Let's go to Sarah. She's in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Sarah.
It's a little bit off subject. You know, we have had the highest traffic fatality rate since the 1930s. That's what I was told. So the
better pass it in a law.
I don't know. I thought it was pretty bad during the 1960s, but the rates that was I heard was back in the 1940s, where they had no seatbelts, no bumpers, or nothing. The cars were in the 1940s, and the emergency...
How fast was the average car in, like, 1943?
I did not really know how fast it was, but I know that they made the cars really hard, like all solid steel, so when they hit something, they would have those glass that would shatter, and people just get cut, one of their veins cut, and then just die.
So, Sarah,
is this what you sit around thinking about?
Yes. Sarah, so just to clarify, you're saying traffic fatalities in New Mexico are now worse than they were in the 40s, or I missed what you had said at the very beginning.
I think the statistics are for the whole United States. I think the United States, the traffic fatality data, it goes back to the same fatality rate in the 1940s. I was listening to them.
So are you saying that the rate in the 40s was very high and that they're high now, or that the rates are down now because of all the advancements in, like, car safety technology?
No, what I'm saying is the traffic fatality is about the same as the rate in the 1940s. It's gotten really, really bad.
I don't know. You got a bird there?
They've passed thousands and thousands of laws since then. Are you saying that none of those laws have helped at all?
Well, you know what I'm thinking is that, you know how there was nobody in the road because of the coronavirus shutdown? And people were just driving recklessly.
Why were you in the street during the coronavirus lockdowns?
Mostly I was in jail. Well, people were driving like there's nobody on the street. That's what's going on here in New Mexico. They speed, they do everything because there was hardly nobody out driving because they were staying home. Most people are just working from home, staying home.
Okay, but that's not the case anymore.
Yeah, now people are driving, and then they got that same pattern, and that's what they're thinking. That's what's adding to the Albuquerque fatality rate.
I would be really interested to know whether or not Albuquerque's, you know, vehicular fatality actually went down in 2021, because I'm willing to bet it didn't.
I got to let you go, Sarah. I can't handle the squeaking. There's like a weird chirping bird sounding noise going on in your line.
That's her voice.
normally is not present. The number is 603-283-6160. So we're going to take you back to, about a week ago when RT America shut down. I've had this sitting in show prep, but I wanted to get to it just to get some perspective on this from somebody who is not a Russian agent. Holland Cook is an American talk personality. He is actually more of a personality. He's a
He's a consultant, so talk stations hire Holland to tell them what to do, basically. Like, all right, okay. Well, who's here, who should you bring in to replace Rush Limbaugh? Hire Holland, he'll tell you. Right, that kind of thing. But he also got himself a show on television on RT called The Big Picture, I believe. And he says, the night before, on what became my last TV show, I asked viewers, why do American corporate mainstream media seem impatient for war in Ukraine? Good question.
They make money off of war.
Yes.
Well, that and something had to happen to pull Biden's ratings out of the toilet.
ABC, CBS, NBC, and cable news channels have been beating the drum for weeks as President Biden told us with certainty invasion was imminent, while President Putin amassed the biggest deployment since World War II. Merely tense when our trip began, the world was at war when we got home. He's talking about in the previous paragraph, which I didn't read, that he was on a honeymoon. Keep your phone on airplane mode when you're in other countries, even friendly ones. Roaming charges can be draconian. Hackers are evil artists. And that's why there's voicemail. But ever so delightfully disconnected and with robust Wi-Fi among amenities in our all-included Bahamas beach bubble, I saw friends on Facebook turning surly because I hadn't rushed back to ceremonially loudly resign from Russian government-funded RT America.
Why would you? I mean, if you're able to get your message to the Russian people by being on RT...
Well, you're getting the message to the American people. I mean, I don't know if Russians watch RT in a greater quantity.
I would assume they do.
It's an English-speaking channel. I mean, so you're talking about Russian-Americans, people who are maybe from Russia but living in America? Because RT America was being produced in the United States. So there's RT, which is produced in Moscow. And then there was RT America, which was produced in Washington, D.C. And so he would go to D.C. to do his show on RT America, much like Adam Kokesh did about a decade ago. He says, when you're 71 years old and you've commuted between Rhode Island and Washington since 2017, daydreaming about retirement is a pre-existing condition. So this seemed as good a time as any. Like my big picture predecessor, Tom Hartman, who handed me the host baton on air back then, I was never once censored and never handed a script. And I think this is an important, the most important aspect of this story that I wanted to share, because we asked Adam Kokesh the same question years ago when Kokesh was doing a show on RT. I wanted to know, were there any things that the RT management told you you couldn't talk about? And he said no. He was able to have complete editorial discretion over his program if he wanted to criticize.
That's fair.
Yeah, if he wanted to criticize Putin, if he wanted to criticize the Russian government, he absolutely could do that. It was his show. And I just think it's interesting that 10 years later, because it was like a decade ago that Kokesh was on RT, 10 years later, somebody else working for RT, who again is actually in favor, I believe, of Ukraine. If you check out Holland Cook's Twitter account, he's got like, you know, Ukraine colored rock that he took a picture of recently and he put on his profile. So he's here saying that he was never told what to say by RT. So why would he want to walk away from a show where he has total control over the content?
Yeah, I really want to.
Yeah. 603-283-6160, but RT America is now no more. We'll tell you more on the way.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. first Facebook, now Instagram. Russia's banning millions of its citizens from using Instagram after its parent company, Meta, decided it would not allow posts referring to violence against Russian soldiers in Ukraine. This, as White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says, the White House sees no evidence that Russian President Vladimir Putin is planning to de-escalate or stop the onslaught in Ukraine.
Diplomacy requires engaging in good faith to de-escalate, and what we're really looking for is evidence of that.
A number of Israeli government sites are down after a major cyber attack. Unconfirmed sources say hackers based in Iran may be behind it. Israeli officials saying they're working to get the websites back up. President Biden taking part in a DNC fundraiser tonight. This is USA Radio News. The president of Ukraine is set to address Congress virtually this week.
Ukrainian President Zelensky will address all members of Congress on Wednesday morning. Zelensky will update the House and Senate on the brutal Russian invasion of his nation just days after Congress sent roughly $14 billion in lethal and humanitarian aid to Ukraine. Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senator Chuck Schumer said in a letter to lawmakers that Congress remains unwavering in our commitment to supporting Ukraine as they face Putin's cruel and diabolical aggression. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
More than 100 Haitian illegal immigrants landed in the Florida Keys on Monday. Police in Monroe County saying the illegal immigrants were on a boat that landed at Summerland Key. Officials from the U.S. Border Patrol responding to the situation and say they're investigating a potential maritime smuggling event. At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 1 point on Monday. USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. We're talking about the demise of RT America, which is not the same thing as RT. RT America was a division of RT that was based in the United States. They had offices, according to CNN, offices in New York, Miami, Los Angeles, and Washington, D.C. And it was just over a week ago that they had an all-hands-on-deck staff meeting where they told everybody that they are being laid off and they expect it to be a permanent closure.
I'm curious. I mean, did the U.S. government ever actually ask any of these companies, they ask McDonald's and Coca-Cola and Pepsi and Visa and
to do
PayPal
all these
to do all these things, or did these governments just go, I mean, these companies just go, we're going to do this? I understand what YouTube is getting out of it and what Facebook is, you know, the power, the rush of censoring. But what is McDonald's and Coca-Cola getting out
They're
of
this? They're cutting revenue off.
Yeah, I don't see what those companies are getting out of this.
Pepsi said 4% of its revenue came from Russia.
I believe it. Mm-hmm. I saw an article today about how it's so sad that after 30-something years, the fall of the Iron Curtain, well, now the West is throwing up a new Iron Curtain.
Yeah.
How do people not see that? It's not the Russians building it this time. You're building it.
U.S. corporations.
And they're like, oh, it's so sad. McDonald's is losing this 36-year-old legacy after the fall of the Soviet Union.
Right.
Well, then don't ruin the legacy.
Yeah, they're doing it for signaling purposes. I don't know if anyone has said that they were approached by the U.S. state. Have you heard anything, nobody?
I don't know if they would say they were, if they were.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think a lot of this, it's like, I know this didn't happen with Coke, but if you look at the social media censorship thing, the Congress kept calling the social media people before the Congress and saying, if you don't censor more, we're going to regulate you.
Mm.
And, you know, of course, some people who actually don't approve of censorship, and there are a few of us left, called the government out on that, so maybe they're right. Doing it more subtly.
Could be.
With Coke and Pepsi now.
I still like how bored Jack Dorsey was during all of those hearings.
Yeah, it was pretty entertaining. So, company was called TNR Productions. That was the local U.S. production company that RT, I presume, was like a subsidiary, right? TNR instead of RT. Anyway, they were the company that told staff in a memo they'll be ceasing production at all of its locations, quote, as a result of unforeseen business interruption events, unquote. And that might include the fact that DirecTV cut them off the week prior, and also Roku, which is that little box that you can hook up to TV sets and watch internet streaming. Roku also banished RT America from its platform.
I don't know. I'm so disconnected from the average person. I don't understand how the average person is okay with this. To me, it just sounds like a horrible idea.
Putin evil. Therefore, all Russian people must be punished.
I mean, it's true collectivism. Putin isn't the one preventing information from reaching you simply because the powers that be don't want you to have it.
Well, the interesting thing is, all through the Cold War, you could walk into any American library and read Pravda.
Hmm.
And, of course,
that's everybody... That's the Russian newspaper.
Yeah, that was the propaganda organ.
But you couldn't go into Russia to read an American
paper. The Soviet Union, Ronald Reagan's evil empire.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, that was one of the ways we knew that we were on the right side. Because we could read their media freely, and they couldn't read ours. Now it's the other way around.
That's really interesting. Great point. If you want to weigh in here, you can. Let's go to Mehdi. He's in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live. Mehdi.
Hi, Ian. Hi, Nobody and Aria. Nobody, I'm glad you're out.
Hey.
Aria, I'm glad you're recovering well.
Thank you.
I wanted to talk about this YouTube policy, the denying or trivializing Russia's Ukraine invasion. So let's say then, if I was to make a video comparing, or not even comparing, but saying, hey, what about Yemen? There's like a genocide going on in there.
Yeah.
Would that, then I'd be banned for that? Like, I can't mention other atrocities while this is going on? Like, remember, I don't know if you guys would remember, the Iraqi girl that said the Iraqi soldiers were taking babies out of ventilators and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
And that ended
and
up
she was the daughter of a U.S. ambassador who wasn't even in Kuwait during that time. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. And now stories then like that, if someone disputed that, that would be banned on YouTube because they're going to say, oh, you're trivializing. I mean, now it's Russia's invasion and Russia's a third party. Imagine with the U.S. invading something. For sure they're going to ban that then, anyone saying something against that. And so that story, if someone had, you know, said, hey, this is an ambassador's daughter or whatever saying this is garbage, that's going to be banned on YouTube. And like you said, it's honestly like 1984. Like, it's that scary. And the worst part, I think, about this, the absolute worst part, is this is going to now give, if this goes through and it's, you know, accepted and all the other social media, like, fine, that's good, and then they're going to start doing it. This is basically a green light for false flags by the U.S. military. Like,
yeah.
How would evidence of false flags be shared then? Like, if we had evidence that, no, that's a false flag, like this girl's thing. I mean, that wasn't a false flag because that was just completely made up. But if the U.S. military does some false flag, and Wiki will show you, even go on Wikipedia, they'll give you a million false flags the U.S. has done, how would that be, like, they can just do false flags and we can't, how are we going to disseminate?
Library, LBRY.com. You can go there and learn about this uncensorable protocol. Because, again, there's a huge difference between a protocol and a platform. An uncensorable media sharing protocol that allows you to put anything on the internet that you want, and no one can stop you. So that is the answer as to how. But then again, getting people to see it is the real challenge. Just because you put something there doesn't mean that it will garner an audience. And obviously, a lot of people value YouTube because it it is the world's number one video platform. And it used to be that you would get suggestions, right? So if you want to go and view a video about a topic, YouTube would suggest certain, you know, related videos to you. And then they started changing that they only would suggest, like, CNN, and they would only suggest these big mainstream media companies instead of actual, you know, independent producers. And now they're just wiping out RT and wiping out, as they admitted, over 1,000 channels in just the last 2 weeks alone of this anti-Russian censorship that they've been doing.
YouTube suggestion is also terrible. I mean, the whole mechanism is just absolutely terrible. Through a lot of the last year, I was forbidden from using YouTube for anything other than gaming purposes. Mm-hmm. Like, I could only watch gaming videos and stuff like that. That's since been lifted, but it didn't matter. 6 months into this, YouTube was recommending CNN, COVID-19 crap, stuff from the CDC, stuff from C-SPAN, stuff that I wasn't allowed to watch and have no interest in
watching. Even when you were watching a gaming video, it would recommend that to you?
And there is nothing I've ever viewed on YouTube that would make them think I'm interested in this. As I understand it, this is one of the things where TikTok is so much better than YouTube.
At making recommendations?
Yes.
Huh. Interesting. Mehdi, anything else you want to share? Go ahead.
I was just saying, with TikTok, because I don't think it's an American company. So
no,
they can't.
Chinese.
So TikTok itself, is not going to make these rules like how YouTube can, or YouTube does, like, you know, for pro-America. But, you know, that's why they're probably now, it's the Ministry of Information, as nobody said. That's why they're just going to the users, the influencers, and saying, say this, say that. You know, if you see anyone saying this, attack that, like, Lord knows what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, the worst part of this is going to be very difficult now. I mean, not very difficult, you're right. There's Library, Rumble, and Mastodon, right? But, I mean, how are false flags going to be? Like, I feel like it's giving a green light to false flags, and there's nothing that we can do about it, because the MSM obviously doesn't report on it. And now, at least, the original thing for YouTube and all these things were, you know, independent people can give a counter-narrative to the MSM. Now it's part of the MSM. So, like, we're dead. Like, how are we going to... Just false flags, that's all I see.
Well, you mentioned Rumble as an alternative, and I've heard of this company. Yeah. This is a video website. It is a centralized video hosting site. And according to the folks over at Odyssey, now I have not checked these claims, but according to Odyssey, Rumble has terms of service that may prohibit people from criticizing Israel. So they're kind of like a conservative video website, and so you still may not have, you know, freedom to express yourself on that platform. That's just what Odyssey says. Again,
that's interesting. Now, I've got a Rumble account. I've never posted anything to it, so maybe you and I should make a video and saying what we really think about Israel, and I'll post it and see if they throw me off.
Mehdi, thanks for the call tonight. Definitely share the concerns. Luckily, there are still alternatives out there for freedom of speech on the internet at this time. The number here is 603-283-6160, but you have to get into the habit of going to Odyssey instead of YouTube, and that's a tough thing to...
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want here. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Studio tonight, you've got Ian.
How are you?
And nobody.
Free Talk Live brought to you by Bitcoin.com. And that is where you can go to learn about cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. You can also buy your first cryptos there through Bitcoin.com. And they've got a great news site so you can get the latest news headlines from the world of crypto over at news.bitcoin.com. But if you're brand new, just go and click on Get Started at the top of the page at Bitcoin.com. Start watching some of the introductory videos they have there so you can get some of the basic concepts down, which are important to do. There is a little learning curve. These are kind of new ideas like decentralization, blockchain technology. Head over to Bitcoin.com. Click Get Started at the top of the page. I just pulled up the Rumble.com terms of service here, and while there's nothing specifically about Israel in here, it does say that content or material that promotes or supports entities and or persons designated by either the Canadian or United States government as terrorists or terrorist organizations. And don't they generally consider the people who are freedom fighters in Palestine as terrorists?
I don't know. I know they considered the truckers terrorists, and there are a lot of trucker supporters on Rumble.
Yeah, so, you know, whether they take the channels down or not is another question, but they certainly could. And again, it is a centrally controlled platform, so if you want true freedom to express yourself, library.com, lbry.com.
Isn't it interesting how libertarians, like, a decade ago, looked around the world and was like, oh, yeah, these things are going to be a problem within the next decade. And so they started building things like Bitcoin and library.
Right on time, too.
And Matrix servers and all of these other amazing things that are now...
Cell 411.
Yeah, that exist and solve the problems that 10 years ago you had to be thinking really far ahead in order to see coming.
Indeed.
I've often compared being a libertarian to being Cassandra from Greek mythology, and Cassandra was a character. She had sex with Zeus, and Hera got upset with her and gave her the worst curse she could think of, which was to always know the future and never be believed.
Mm.
Yeah.
Sounds like Ron Paul.
Yeah.
Just sounds like libertarians.
Sounds like libertarians in general.
We go to your calls and thoughts here. Let's talk to Olivia in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Olivia.
Hey, I have a question that I really want to hear each of your answers to, but real quick, I wanted to ask Nobody when he's going to do another Nobody Tells the Truth.
Oh, well, we've got a viewer request. We've got to do something about that. I don't know. There's been talk about doing it a few times, and it hasn't happened yet. I need to find something to do it with, and the time to do it. But I will get on doing that soon.
What was your question, Olivia? Besides that,
so you know, with people dying every day, and maybe a war with more people dying, and I was really wondering, what do you think happens to us after we die?
Aria, do you want to start?
I'll go last.
Okay. I don't really know. I do like the sort of New Age interpretation that your soul somehow continues on, or whether that be a Hindu interpretation or however you want to look at it. Now, Hindus, I think a lot of them believe in reincarnation, but I do like the New Age view that you might come back in for another round, or do whatever it is that you choose to do. Like, some people believe that we've chosen to be here for a specific reason. I gotta say, I don't have a real firm belief on this one. I think that there's a lot of really interesting possibilities, but I do like the idea that the soul continues, whatever essence it is that is you, even though on your next life, if you do have one, obviously you don't remember your past life. And I guess, you know, potential reason for that would be that you don't then carry all the baggage over from the past life. You get a fresh crack at it, so to speak. Nobody?
Well, I kind of look at it in a similar way. The official line of the Church of the Invisible Hand is that life is a video game, and although, you know, if you're playing Duke Nukem, the Duke Nukem character only knows about this particular run through the game, mm-hmm. you remember every time you've played it. So I think there's kind of a, you might call it a platonic nobody out there in my theory who's just riding around in a monkey for a while. Mm. And you know, when this monkey dies, he may well come back and ride another monkey.
right. Yeah, some could look at that platonic nobody as being, you know, all that is, or the universe, right? And that we are just the universe experiencing itself in that way.
I personally believe that there's an individual identity that continues,
mm-hmm.
And partially I believe that just because I have no evidence one way or the other, and it's kind of comforting.
Yeah.
All right. I largely agree with you, but it's only in that little last part that he said where I actually disagree. I think the death as we understand it is the death of the ego. It's the death of the, I mean, it's the scientific fact that all of the atoms that comprise me.
The science is settled.
Well, no, it's just a scientific fact, right? I mean, that doesn't mean the science is true, but as far as science is aware, this is as close to a fact as we can get, which is that the energy that comprises my body is going to continue to exist.
In some form.
It's just going to change forms. Like, yeah. It will rot, and I will be, parts of me will be absorbed into trees, into eaten more by worms, which get eaten by birds, and I'll just get scattered to the oblivion, right? But the mythical I, the ego that is created by this unique combination of atoms and electromagnetic reactions is going to cease to exist, and I'm okay with that because new ones will result in the future, as far as I can tell. And at any event, I mean, I will be dead, so I won't be there to experience my non-existence. Right, and that's where a lot of people get hung up. They're like, what do you mean? There's just going to be nothing? Well, yeah, but you don't experience that part because you're dead. There's nothing. You don't experience that. And that's, a lot of people struggle to wrap their, like my sister, she's scared to death of mortality. She wants to believe in the afterlife. She admits that this is the whole reason that she believes in God is because she's scared of, you know, ceasing to exist. I'm like, but you won't experience that. It sounds terrifying to feel like you're ceasing to exist, but you won't feel like that. You will
this
just exist in this
will
that you
cease,
won't.
But we don't know what is might lie beyond, right? I mean, that falls
into the category of things that are fun thought exercises, but useless to me in any useful sense.
Right. I don't know. And there's only one way to find out. To go
and
through
I'm
that
not,
process.
I'm not going
to
rush it. Right?
And that's one of the interesting
you're
things.
You're not rushing?
When they look, when they look at people who are near death and the pineal gland flushing the body with DMT, which is a very interesting experience. So for anyone who has done DMT, you may actually have had a glimpse at what it might feel like to die. Maybe.
Sure.
So there's some really interesting studies about that, looking at what people have experienced on DMT and how it's in a lot of ways very similar.
Well, we know when you give people psychedelics as they're dying, they come to terms with their deaths.
Yeah. Well, maybe not as they're dying, but while they're, you know, in hospice or something like that, or they're near the end of their life, or they've come down with something terminal. And, yeah, there's something that a lot of them take away from that experience, for sure.
I tend to think that's what death is. It's just one final death of the ego.
Or one, a really awesome trip into the void, whatever that.
And then you're dead, so you don't experience any. In my opinion, you're dead, so you don't experience anything after that. There may be some new amalgam of you that rises in the future. I mean, if the universe is infinite, we don't know whether or not it is infinite. There's infinite versions of you out there. Maybe you'll pop into one of those. Who knows, right?
That's a possibility. Or maybe, maybe we've been advancing over time and we started as some sort of a one-celled organism, moved up to lizards and dogs and then got into the human bodies. And, you know, maybe there's another step past this one. I don't know.
Which is more or less the Buddhist concept of karma.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you know, it fits pretty well into my concept of riding the monkey, as you may well start out. You know, maybe it isn't a monkey at first. Maybe first you ride a bacteria, and once you get good enough at that, you level up.
Right.
The video game thing, it is probably the most, I don't want to say it's the most likely, but the one I'm most inclined to believe.
Olivia, hopefully that answered your question. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. The number here, if you want to join the show, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Hour number 3 is coming up, and you can join us here on the radio on Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.